إن الحمد لله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله أما بعد Continuing, يا أخوان Read from the رسالة القواعد الأربع Four principles of the Imam of the Mujaddid, Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala. So we reached the statement when he mentions, فَإِذَا عَرَفْتَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَكَ لِعِبَادَتِهِ فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ الْعِبَادَةَ لَا تُسَمَّ عِبَادَةً إِلَّا مَعَ التَّوْحِيدِ كَمَا أَنَّ الصَّلَاةَ لَا تُسَمَّ صَلَاةً إِلَّا مَعَ الطَّهَارَةِ فَإِذَا دَخَلَ الشِّرْكُ فِي الْعِبَادَةِ فَسَدَتْ كَالْحَدَثِ إِذَا دَخَلَ فِي الطَّهَارَةِ He says, rahimahullah, this translated to mean, so if you know and you understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you for His worship, that you worship Him, then know that ibadah, that worship, cannot be called worship except if accompanied by tawheed. Just as a salah, the prayer cannot be called a salah except if accompanied by a tahara, by purification. So if shirk enters upon one's worship, it corrupts it and invalidates it, just like al-hadith, meaning anything that breaks the invalidates the wudu, just like al-hadith, if it enters upon a tahara, one's purification, then it will invalidate it and corrupt it. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he mentions regarding the statement of Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad al-Wahhab, فَإِذَا عَرَفْتَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَكَ لِعِبَادَتِهِ So if you know and you understand that Allah created you, that you, يعني for His worship, that you worship Him. The Shaykh says that if you know from this ayah, the ayah that preceded, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا The statement of Allah, that I have not created the jinn and mankind except that they worship Me. He said, وَأَنْتَ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ And you are from al-ins, from mankind. دَاخِلٌ فِي هَذِي الْآيَةِ You are included within this ayah. وَعَرَفْتَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَا خَلَقَكَ عَبَثًا And you know, meaning also from this ayah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create you abathan, out of jest and play and folly. And He did not create you لِتَأْكُلْ وَتَشْرَبْ فَقَدْ That you just may eat and drink. تَعِيشُ فِي هَذِي الدُّنْيَا وَتَصْرَحْ وَتَمْرَحْ That you live in this dunya, this worldly life, just roaming freely and enjoying yourself. لَمْ يَخْلُقْكَ لِهَذَا Allah did not create you for this reason. خَلَقَكَ اللَّهُ لِعِبَادَتِهِ That Allah, He created you only, that you worship Him. رحمك الله. وَإِنَّمَا سَخَّرَ لَكَ هَذِي الْمَوْجُودَاتِ Allah, من أجل أن تستعين بها على عبادته. And Allah, He only subjugated for you that which is present around you. So that it may assist you and you worshiping Him. لأنك لا تستطيع أن تعيش إلا بهذه الأشياء. Because it's not possible that you live except with these things. ولا تتوصل إلى عبادة الله إلا بهذه الأشياء. And you will not be able to properly achieve worshiping Allah except with these things. So Allah subjugated these things for you, لِأَجْلِ أَن تَعْبُدَهُ So that you may worship Him. يعني that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala placed in the earth, from animals and from the baha'im, and from rivers and from lakes and from vegetation, other than that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only subjugated these things for mankind to assist us and worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because without these things, we won't be able to live, we won't be able to survive. So Shaykh, he says, سَخَّرَهَا اللَّهُ لَكْ لِأَجْلِ أَن تَعْبُدَهُ So Allah subjugated these things for us, so that we may worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَيْسَ مِنْ أَجْلِ أَن تَفْرَحْ بِهَا وتصرح وتمرح وتفسق وتفجر. Not so that you may just roam about with your whims and desires and sin, and other than that, eat and drink whatever you like and whatever you wish. هذا شأن البهائم. This is the affair of the animals. أما الآدميون. As for mankind, the human beings, فالله جل وعلا. Then Allah, the Mighty Majestic, has created us لغاية عظيمة, for a great and lofty objective, and a lofty hikmah, and that is ibadah. That is, and that is that we worship Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I have not created the jinn or mankind except to worship. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ. I do not want from them any provisions. Sheikh Fawzani says, اللَّهُ مَا خَلَقَكْ لِتَكْتَسَبْ لَهُ. Allah did not create you so that you may earn wealth for Him, so that you may gather wealth for Him. أن تحترف وتجمع له مالا. That you work and that you take on a profession and gather for Him wealth. Just as you find Banu Adam, mankind, doing with one another. يجعلون عمالا. They hire workers. يجمعون لهم المكاسب. To bring them profits and monies and other than that. لا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is غنيٌ عن هذا. He's free of need from this, from wealth. وَاللَّهُ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. And Allah is free of need from the whole of the creation. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, after mentioning the hikmah which He created us for, مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ يُطْعِمُونَ. I do not want from them any provisions, nor do I want from them to, nor do I want from them that they feed me. Allah Jalla wa Ala yut'im wa la yut'am. Sheikh Fawzani says, Allah, the Mighty and Majestic, He provides food for His creation, and He's not in need of food. He's not in need of food. غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الطَّعَامِ. He's free of need from food. غَنِيٌّ جَلَّ وَعَلَى بِذَاتِهِ. Allah, in His essence, He's not in need. He's free of need. وَلَيْسَ هُوَ فِي حَاجَةٍ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَتِكَ. And Allah is not in need of our worship. And Allah is not in need of our worship. لَوْ كَفَرْتَ مَا نَقَصْتَ مُلْكَ اللَّهِ. Sheikh Fawzani says that if you disbelieve, then this doesn't decrease the dominion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way, shape, fashion, or form. وَلَكِنْ أَنْتَ الَّذِي بِحَاجَةٍ إِلَيْهِ. But we are the ones in need of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are those who are in need of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from Allah's rahmah, from His mercy, that He commanded us to worship Him for our own benefit, for our own benefit, for our own maslaha. Because if you worship Allah, Sheikh Fawzan says, إِذَا عَبَدْتَهُ. If you worship Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, يُكْرِمُكَ بِالْجَزَابِ وَالثَّوَابِ. Then Allah will honor you with a great reward and a great recompense. فَالْعِبَادَةُ سَبَبٌ لِإِكْرَامِ اللَّهِ لَكْ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. So worship, this worship that Allah commanded us with, it is a reason for Allah honoring us in this life and in the hereafter. Who doesn't want to be honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is it that doesn't want to be honored by the creator of the heavens and the earth? Everyone, no doubt, everyone wants to be honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sheikh Fawzani says, فَمَنَ الَّذِي يَسْتَفِيدُ مِنْ الْعِبَادَةِ. So who is it that benefits from worship? Not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't benefit. Not Allah. He said, المستفيد من العباد هو العابد نفسه. The one who truly benefits from worship, from worshipping Allah, is the worshipper himself. As for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّهُ غَنِيٌ عَنْ خَلْقِهِ. Then He is free of need from His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh Muhammad al-Wahhabi says, فَعَلَمْ أَنَّ الْعِبَادَةَ لَا تُسَمَّ عِبَادَةٍ إِلَّا مَعْ التوحيد. So know that worship cannot be called worship except if accompanied by tawheed, just as salah cannot be called salah except if accompanied by tahara. And this is a parable that the Shaykh, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he put forth to make this, yani, the understanding of this affair easy for a person. He put forth this parable. Sheikh Fawzan, he says, Fidhullah, إِذَا عَرَفْتَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَكْ لِعِبَادَتِهِ. So if you know that Allah created you only to worship Him, فَإِنَّ الْعِبَادَةَ لَا تَكُنْ صَحِيحَةً يَرْضَاهَ اللَّهِ, then worship will not be correct. It will not be correct and be, it will not be pleased by Allah. Allah will not be pleased with it. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, illa idha tawaffara fiha shartan, except if those conditions, if two conditions are met. And if one of these two conditions are not present, then that act of worship will be invalid. The first shart, the first condition for act of worship to be accepted, أن تكون خالصة لوجه الله, that it be done sincerely seeking the face of Allah. ليس فيها شرك, there's no shirk, no associating partners with Allah in that act of worship. فإن خالطها شرك بطلت, and if shirk enters upon that act of worship, that act of worship is nullified. مثل الطهارة, such as purification. إذا خالطها حدث بطلت, if that which nullifies the wudu comes upon tahara, purification, then it nullifies that wudu. Likewise, Sheikh Fawzan says, if you worship Allah and then you associate partners with Him, batalat ibadatuk, then your worship is null and void, and this is the first condition. So he shows, ikhwan, when the Shaykh Muhammad bin Wahhabi mentions that ibadah is not called ibadah except with tawheed, the meaning is what? Al-ikhlas. Al-ikhlas with tawheed. And Shaykh Muhammad bin al-Jami, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions, al-ikhlas with tawheed, that one has ikhlas and does that, and does that act of worship of and one's tawheed is solely and sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like if a person prays, a person may pray day and night. If a person prays day and night without tahara, without wudu, is his salah accepted? La. His salah is not accepted. Tahara is a shart. Tahara is a shart in wudu. And just like this, if a person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but enters upon that worship shirk, then that worship is corrupt and is not accepted. The second condition for an act to be accepted, المتابعة للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم, following the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, correctly following the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, فأي عبادة لم يأتي بها الرسول فإنها باطلة مرفوضة, any act of worship that the Messenger did not come with عليه الصلاة والسلام, then it is invalid and it is rejected. It is invalid and it is rejected. لأنها بدعة, because it is an innovation. وخرافة. And for this reason, he says, صلى الله عليه وسلم, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. Whoever does an action not in accordance with our matter, then it is rejected. It is rejected. Who narrated the hadith and who collected it? Who narrated the hadith and who collected it? Faddal. Naam. Ahsan, who collected it? La. This riwayah? Muslim. Naam. And then we have the riwayah. من عمل من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد. And this hadith is متفق عليه. So the first narration, من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد, that is the riwayah of Muslim. Whoever innovates in our matter, that which is not from it, then is rejected. And the other narration, the first narration, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد, whoever does an action not upon our matter, then is rejected. That's the narration of Muslim. من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد, whoever innovates in our matter, what is not from it, then it is rejected. That's the riwayah that's متفق عليه. فلا بد أن تكون العبادة موافقة لما جاء به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. So, the act of worship, it must be in accordance with what the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم came with. لا بالاستحسانات الناس ونياته. Not from that which the people's intellect deems to be good. It must be legislated by the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. ما دام أنها لم يدل عليها دليل من الشرع فهي بدعة. So long as there is no evidence from the legislation that it is a بدعة. ولا تنفع صاحبها بل تضره. And it does not benefit that the person who does it rather than harms it. Because it is معصية. وإن زعم أنه تقرب بها إلى الله عز وجل. Even if a person claims that they did that action to come closer to Allah عز وجل. And just as we know the narration of when it was Sa'id ibn Musayyib, when he seen a man praying some raka'at at the fajr that wasn't legislated, and he made inkar upon him, he said, "Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished me upon the salah because I'm praying." He said, "La, but Allah will punish you for going in opposition to the sunnah. But Allah will punish you for opposing the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." So, even if a person claims that they're doing an action, and they're doing this to come closer to Allah, if it's not in accordance to the sunnah, then it's rejected. Then it is rejected. And you have many narrations. You have many narrations in the sunnah that supports that. Just like the man when he came Yawm al-Eid, and he slaughtered before the Eid. And he came and told the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he slaughtered before the Eid. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Shatuka shatul lahm." That's your shat, that what you slaughter is just a regular slaughtering. It's not the slaughtering that is considered or rewarded for the day of Eid. Because why? He didn't slaughter at the proper time. So the Prophet ﷺ said, "Shatuka shatul lahm." And there's many examples in the sunnah. So even if a person had a good niyyah, and even if a person did it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it's not in accordance with the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, the end is rejected. So every act of worship, it must have those two conditions, and it must meet those two conditions, al-ikhlas wal-mutaba'a. And Shaykhuna Shaykh Ubay will always say the actions, so the actions are the four types. That which is done for Allah, not upon the sunnah. And the second one is that which is done upon the sunnah, and not for the sake of Allah. And the third is that which wasn't done for the sake of Allah, nor upon the sunnah. And the fourth is that which was done upon the sunnah for the sake of Allah. And only one of these four categories has qubul with Allah, acceptance with Allah. And which one is it? The last one. Ahsantum. Now, the last one. Shaykh Salih Fawzani continues and he says, فَلَا بُدَّ فِي الْعِبَادَةِ مِنْ هَذِينِ الشَّرْطَيْنِ. So when it comes to worship, ya akhwan, then one must meet these two conditions. Al-ikhlas wal-mutaba'ata lil-rasooli sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sincerity for Allah. And the correct following of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person's act of worship can be correct. فَإِنْ دَقْلَهَا شِرْكٌ بَطَلَتْ. So if shirk comes upon one's act of worship, then it invalidates it. Comes null and void. وَإِذَا صَارَتْ مُبْتَدَعَةً لَيْسَ عَلَيْهَا دَلِيلٌ فَهِيَ بَاطِلَةٌ أَيْضًا. Likewise, if that act is done, if it's innovated, not having any dalil, then it's also batil. It's also invalid. بِدُونَ هَذَيْنِ الشَّرْطَيْنِ لَا فَائِدَةَ مِنِ الْعِبَادَةِ. Without these two conditions, there's no benefit for worship, ya ikhwan. There's no benefit in a person's worship. If it doesn't meet these two conditions, the act of worship, then there's no benefit. لِأَنَّهَا لَا غَيْرِ مَا شَرَعَ اللَّهِ. Because it is upon other than what Allah has legislated, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept that which He legislated in His book or upon the tongue of His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaykh Muhammad al-Wahhabi continues, Ikhwani says, فَإِذَا عَرَفْتَ أَنَّ الشِّرْكَ إِذَا خَالَتَ الْعِبَادَةَ أَفْسَدَهَا وَأَحْبَطَ الْعَمَلَ وَصَارَ صَاحِبُهُ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ فِي النَّارِ عَرَفْتَ أَنَّ أَهَمَّ مَا عَلَيْكَ ma'rifatu dhalika. So if you know that shirk, if it mixes with one's worship, it corrupts it. And it invalidates that action in which a person did. وَصَارَ صَاحِبُهُ مِنَ الْخَارِجِينَ فِي النَّارِ. And the person who was upon shirk will become from those who will dwell in the hellfire forever. If you understand this and you know this, عَرَفْتَ أَنَّ أَهَمَّ عَلِيكَ, then you will know that which is most important upon you. مَعْرِفَةُ ذَلِكَ, to have knowledge of this. To have knowledge of this. لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ أَنْ يُخَلِّصُكَ مِنْ هَذِهِ الشَّبَكَ. لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ أَنْ يُخَلِّصُكَ مِنْ هَذِهِ الشَّبَكَ. Perhaps Allah will save you from this trap, or this snare, or this net, or this web. وَهِيَ شِرْكُ بِاللَّهِ الَّذِي قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِيهِ. And this snare and this trap is shirk, associating partners with Allah, and which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding it, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. That indeed Allah does not forgive that one associates partners with Him, but He forgives that which is less than that to whomsoever He wills. وَذَلِكَ بِمَعْرِفَةِ أَرْبَعِ قَوَاعِدٍ ذَكَرَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي كِتَابِهِ. And this is by knowing four principles and four foundations that Allah mentioned in His book. Sheikh Muhammad Al-Jami mentions a nice fa'id that I wanted to read, came across on this point, this particular point here. He says, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, Sheikh Muhammad Al-Jami, he says, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, under this point, when Sheikh Muhammad Al-Wahhabi mentions that perhaps Allah will protect you or rid you from this snare, or save you from this trap, which is shirk, and which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned regarding it, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. That indeed Allah does not forgive that you associate partners with Him, but He forgives that which is less than that to whomsoever He wills. He mentions, and this is something that many of you know, those who read the biography of Sheikh Muhammad al-Wahhab, that when he wrote this risala, and many of his rasail, many of his treaties, and he was in the land of Najd, which is around current day Riyadh, the capital of Saudiya, which came afterwards, Dar al-Tawheed. It came afterwards, a place of Tawheed, when before there were many manifestations of shirk and Najd at the time of Sheikh al-Islam Muhammad al-Wahhab. And this, those who read the biography of Najd and the Sheikh's da'wah, then everyone knows that. But he says, Sheikh Muhammad al-Jami, he says, كان يعبر الشيخ عن واقع القوم وأنهم يقعون في هذه الأشياء. The Sheikh Muhammad al-Wahhab, he was expressing the condition of many of the people at that time, and that they will fall into these affairs from shirk. He said, however, جزاه الله خيرا, may Allah reward him, جاهد, he strove, حتى انتشر التوحيد, he strove in calling and calling and calling until this tawheed had spread, and singling Allah out in worship spread, ولله الحمد, and this tawheed, it spread from Najd to the Hijaz. And then, يعني the Hijaz is Mecca, Medina, Taif, that area. ثم انتشر في الجزيرة. And then you found that this Tawheed is spread throughout the whole Jazeera, through the whole peninsula, the Arabian peninsula. فإذا هو اليوم بحمد لله منتشر. And to the point that we find it today, that this Tawheed, this pure Tawheed, is منتشر, is widespread. حتى في أمريكا. Even in America, And even in the lands of Europe. لا أقول في دول العربية والإفريقية والشرق آسيا. He said, I just don't say that you find it spread in the Islamic, in the Arab lands, or the lands of East Asia, or the lands of Africa. He said, لا. He said, ولكن انتشر هذا التوحيد اليوم في كثير من الأقطار. Rather, this tawheed today, this pure tawheed, is spread to many areas. ولذلك للداعية. And for this reason, this da'i, and this mujaddid, Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, may Allah have mercy upon him, with a vast mercy, rahmatin wasi'a, lahu ajrun kullu muwahidin wa ajru kullu abid. Then he has the reward of every muwahid. He has a share in the reward of every muwahid. And everyone who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purely upon tawheed. So that's a fa'idah, ya ikhwan. So this is something, yani, we have to be grateful. We have to be grateful for, ya ikhwan. That we have the books, the likes of the books of Sheikh al-Islam, Muhammad al-Wahhab in front of us. We have his books, Kitab al-Tawheed, Qawad al-Arba', Kashf al-Shubuhat. Because, yani, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the juhud of Sheikh al-Islam, Muhammad al-Wahhab, alhamdulillah, this Tawheed, this pure Tawheed, is spread even to here where we are in America and in many lands. Wallah alhamd. Now, so Sheikh Fawzani goes on to say, this particular point. إذا عرفت أن الشرك إذا خالت العبادة أفسدها. So if you know and understand that a shirk, if it mixes with ibadah, it corrupts it. And it invalidates that deed or that action that one did. And that person who did it will be from those who will abide in the fire forever. Sheikh Fawzani says, Hafidhullah. He said, meaning, ما دام أنك عرفت التوحيد. So long as you know Tawheed, which is إفراد الله بالعبادة, which is to single out Allah in worship. يجب أن تعرف ما هو الشرك. Then you must know what is shirk. لأن الذي لا يعرف الشيء يقع فيه. Because one who does not know something, perhaps they may fall into it. فلا بد أنك تعرف أنواع الشرك. Then it is a must that you know the different types of shirk. من أجل أن تتجنبها, so that you may stay away from it. You must know the different types of shirk, so that you may stay away from it. Sheikh Muhammad Al Jami, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions, and this is important, ikhwan, because right now Sheikh Fawzani is mentioning that just as we know what Tawheed is, which is ifradullahi ta'ala bil ibadah, that Allah is singled out in worship, alone, without any partners, and that one has ikhlas in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just like one knows this, then one must know its opposite, which is the different anwa' of shirk, the different types of shirk. Sheikh Muhammad Al Manjami says that you find many of the Muslimin, when the ulama, they mention ya'bud ghayr Allah, some individuals, they worship other than Allah, he said you find some Muslims yastaqiluha. You find that heavy upon them when you say, oh, some these individuals worship other than Allah. So they say, how can you accuse the Muslims that they worship other than Allah? How can you accuse the Muslims of this? Sheikh Muhammad Al Jami says, وَسَبَبُ هَذَا الْإِسْتِثْقَالِ وَالْإِسْتِغْرَابِ. And the reason behind this becoming, this weighing down heavy upon them, and them deeming this far-fetched, and them being amazed by this statement, is because you find many people from the Muslims that are ignorant of the different types of worship. And he says, ibadah, many of them consider ibadah, he said, the jamaheel muslimin, the majority of the Muslims, they only believe ibadah to be the arkan al-Islam al-khamsa, the five arkan al-Islam, salah, sawm, hajj, zakah. So he said, as for dua, and istighatha, seeking rescue, and dhabh, slaughtering, and nadr, vowing, والالتجاء يعني seeking refuge with Allah. والتضرع, and other than that, يعني والتضرع والتذلل, having humility in front of the graves, and other than that, and in front of the deceased and things like this. He said, لا يحسبون أن تلك عبادة. These individuals, they don't deem this to be worship. They don't deem this to be worship. So they fall into the shirk. They don't deem these acts to be worship. Dua. Dua is worship. Nadr is worship. Dhabh is worship. All of these things, it cannot be directed except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when these individuals, they don't consider these things to be worship, dhabh, nadr, dua, things like this, they think they can direct it to anyone. From the deceased and other than that. And this is the ayn of shirk. And this is shirk. So this was another fa'idah Sheikh Muhammad Aman Jami, he mentioned there, ya ikhwan. So Sheikh Fawzani says, naam. So a person must know the anwa' of shirk. You must know the different anwa' of shirk. How does shirk enter upon dua? How does shirk enter upon dhabh? How does shirk enter upon nadr? Many people think, like, long as I pray to Allah and fast for Allah, kada wa kada, these other acts of worship, they can be directed to anyone else. La. Ibadah, these different types of ibadah, they only are directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why these types of rasa'il, ya ikhwan, are important that they are memorized and studied. What did Ibn Kathir say? وَأَنْوَاعُ الْإِبَادَةُ الَّتِي أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِثْلُ الْإِسْلَامُ وَالْإِيمَانِ يعني, to the end of that in ثَلَاثَةُ الْأُصُولِ وَمِنْهَا الدُّعَاءُ وَالْخَوْفُ وَالرَّجَاءُ وَالرَّهْبُ To the end of that in ثَلَاثَةُ الْأُصُولِ. These acts are ibadah. These are acts of ibadah. And they must only be directed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he goes on to say, لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ حَذَّرَ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ. Because Allah warned from shirk. And he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah says that Allah mentions, indeed Allah does not forgive that you that partners be associated with him, but he forgives that which is less than that to whomsoever he wills. فَهَذَا الشِّرْكَ الَّذِي هُوَ خَطْرُهُ. So this is shirk, and which this is dangerous. Meaning if a person dies upon this shirk, then Allah won't forgive it. If a person dies upon this shirk, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive it. Forgive that person. فَهَذَا الشِّرْكَ الَّذِي هَذَا خَطْرُهُ. So this is shirk, and which this is dangerous. وَهُوَ أَنَّهُ يَحْرِمُ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ. And it is that it prohibits a person from entering the Jannah. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Verily, whoever associates partners with Allah, then Allah made haram for them the paradise. Then Allah made haram for them the paradise. And also, they are prohibited from being forgiven. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. That indeed Allah does not forgive that partners be associated with him. So Sheikh Fawzani says, إِذَنْ هَذَا خَطْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. This affair of shirk is great. This danger is great. يَجِبُ عَلَيْكَ أَن تَعْرِفَهُ قَبْلَ أَيِّ خَطْرٍ. You must, is upon you to know this before any other danger. لِأَنَّ الشِّرْكِ ظَلَّتْ فِيهِ الْأَفْهَامُ وَعُقُولٌ. Because the intellects and understandings of the people have went astray regarding this affair of shirk. لِنَعْرِفْ مَا هُوَ الشِّرْكِ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالسُّنَّةِ. Let us know what shirk is from the book and the sunnah. Allah مَا حَضَرَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا وَيُبَيِّنُهُ. Allah, He did not warn from anything except that He clarifies it. And He did not command anything except that He clarifies it to the people. فَهُوَ لَنْ يُحَرِّمِ الشِّرْكِ وَيَتْرُكُهُ مُجْمَلًا. So Allah, He would never forbid shirk and then leave his affair general, not explained. Rather, he clarified it in the glorious Quran. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam clarified it in the Sunnah, bayan and shafi, and with a total and complete clarification. So if we want, إذا أردنا أن نعرف ما هو الشرك, if we want to know what shirk is, نرجع إلى كتاب والسنة, we return back to the book of the Sunnah so we can know what shirk is. And we just don't turn back to the mere statement of Fulan. He said, and this will come, وَهَذَا سَيَأْتِي. القاعدة الأولى. القاعدة الأولى. And now we're going to start with the four قواعد, the four principles. After this مقدمة, the Sheikh is going to go on to these four principles. القاعدة الأولى, the first principle. أن تعلم أن الكفار الذين قاتلهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مقرون بأن الله تعالى هو الخالق المدبر. That you know and that you understand that those kuffar whom the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fought against, مُقِرُّونَ, they acknowledged that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the sole creator, the control of affairs. And that did not enter them into Islam. That did not enter them into Islam. What's the proof of this? It has to be a proof. Person may say, okay, if they acknowledge that Allah was the creator and that Allah was the provider and the sustainer, يعني ليش ما هذا يعني ليس هذا بيكفي? Why is this not يكفي? Why is it not sufficient? This is the دليل. The statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَمْ مَنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ ومن يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ومن يدبر الأمر فسيقولون الله فقل أفلا تتقون. The meaning of what is translated to be, say, who is it that provides for you from the heavens and the earth, and who is it the one who possesses the hearing and the sights, and who is the one who brings out the living from the dead and the dead from the living, and who controls the affairs? They will say Allah. Then say أفلا تتقون, will you not fear him? Surah Yunus, Ayah 31. Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he said, Al-Qa'idatu al-Ula, is that you understand and that you know that the kuffar, whom the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fought against, they acknowledge the tawheed of Allah's rububiyyah. And along with them acknowledging this rububiyyah, this did not enter them into Islam, and this did not safeguard their wealth and their property, and their blood, and their wealth. فَدَلَّ عَلَى أَنَّ التَّوْحِيدِ, and this is a qa'idah, everyone should memorize it, what Sheikh Fawzan is going to say right now. Everyone should memorize it and write it down. فَدَلَّ عَلَى أَنَّ التَّوْحِيدِ لَيْسَ هُوَ الْإِقْرَارُ بِالرُّبُوبِيَّةِ فَقَطْ. So this shows that tawheed is not the mere acknowledgement of Allah's rububiyyah. This shows that tawheed is not the mere acknowledgement of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Sheikh Fawzani says, وَأَنَّ الشِّرْك لَيْسَ هُوَ الشِّرْك فِي الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ فَقَطْ, and that shirk is not just merely the shirk that occurs in al-Rububiyyah. Why is this? Sheikh is going to explain. He said, بَلْ لَيْسَ هُنَاكَ أَحَدٌ أَشْرَكَ مِنْ فِي الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ إِلَّا الشُّوَّاذِ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ. Rather, You rarely find anyone who made shirk in rububiyyah except the shuwad, a few small number of people. How many people make shirk in rububiyyah? If you ask the normal person walking down the street, who created you? They're going to say, God created me. Who sends down the rain? They're going to say, God sends down the rain. And who caused you to die? They're going to say, God does this. Who brings about the vegetation? You're rarely going to find anyone except the shuwad min al-khalq who make shirk in rububiyyah and Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. And that's why we're going to hear soon, inshallah, from Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, that the da'wah of the prophets and messengers, they didn't come with the da'wah of Rububiyyah. Because why? The majority of people, they were already upon Rububiyyah. They already affirmed Rububiyyah. But rather the da'wah of the prophets and messengers, the Tawheed that they came with was Tawheed al-Ibadah, Tawheed al-Ilahiyyah. And it shows the ghalat of many du'at and many Jama'at who focus their da'wah just on the da'wah to rububiyyah, such as the Jama'at al-Tabliq, that you find them, if they put their focus on Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. And this shows that they're ignorant of the methodology of giving da'wah. They're ignorant of the methodology of the prophets and messengers and calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they started their da'wah, اِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُ. Go back and read the Surah Al-A'raf and the different surahs. قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. All the prophets said that to their people. Oh, my people, worship Allah. You have no deity besides Him. So Sheikh Fawzani says, وَإِلَّا فَكُلُّ الْأُمَمْ تُقِرُّ بِتَوْحِيدِ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ. He said the majority of nations, they affirm the Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. And Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is what? That one affirms that Allah is the Khaliq, al-Razik, the sole creator, sole provider, the giver of life, the one who causes death, the one who controls the affairs. Or in a more summarized statement, or ibadah, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is singling Allah out in what? In His actions. Singling Allah out in His actions. That Allah is the sole creator, there's no one who creates along with Allah. Allah is the sole provider, there's no one who provides along with Allah. Allah is the one who gives life, there's no one who gives life along with Allah. Allah is the only one who causes death, there's no one who causes death along with Allah. That Allah is singled out in His actions, this is rububiyyah. So if a person believes this, a rububiyyah, tawheed rububiyyah, is this sufficient for them to enter into Islam? La. Nah, quote the Sheikh of God. La, it's not sufficient. It's not sufficient for a person to enter Islam just because they make iqrar of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. Why? Because the majority of nations, they already affirm this. Everyone already affirms this. He says, Sheikh Fawzani says, فَلَا أَحَدٌ مِنَ الْخَلْقِ إِدَّعَ أَنَّهُ نَاكَ أَحَدٍ يَخْلُقْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. So there's no one along with the khalq. There's no one from the creation who claims that there's anyone who creates alongside Allah. Or those who provide alongside Allah. Or those who give life alongside besides Allah. Or those who cause death besides Allah. Rather than mushrikun, in the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they acknowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the sole creator and provider, giver of life and cause of death. And that's why you find in many ayat. Allah mentions, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ لَيَكُولُنَّ اللَّهِ. And if you were to ask them, who created the heavens and the earth? They would say Allah. This is from rububiyyah, creation. Luqman, ayah 25. قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ السَّبْعِ وَرَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ. Say, who is the Lord of the seven heavens and the Lord of the mighty throne? They will say Allah. They will say Allah. Sheikh Fawzani says, read the ayat in the end of Surah Al-Mu'minun. Read those ayat in the end of Surah Al-Mu'minun. You will find that the mushrikeen, they were those who acknowledged the Tawheed of Rububiyyah. And likewise, read Surah Yunus. Allah mentions, قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَمَّنْ يَمْلُكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارِ وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتِ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهِ. Say to them, who is it that provides for you from the heavens and the earth? And who is the one who possesses the hearing and the sights? And who brings the living out of the dead and the dead out of the living? They would say, and who controls their affairs? They would say, Allah. So to Yunus, ayah 31. فَهُمْ مُقِرُّونَ بِهَذَا. The mushrikun, they already acknowledge that. So that shows us what? The call to the Prophet ﷺ to the mushrikun who he was sent to, was it to rububiyyah? Was this call to the rububiyyah? Abdul Majid? Huh? Was his call to rububiyyah? The Prophet ﷺ, when he was sent to the kuffar of Quraysh, was his call to call him to rububiyyah? La. Why? Because they were already muqirroon. They were already those who acknowledged Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. They were already those who acknowledged Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. So it would be the fact that to call someone to those who to a matter that they already acknowledged. So this shows that the true da'wah and the true da'wah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the messengers and the prophets who came before them was the Tawheed al-Ibadah, to make all acts of worship done sincerely and solely for Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is the true Tawheed, ya akhwan. So Sheikh Fawzani says, فَلَيْسَ التَّوْحِيدُ هُوَ الْإِقْرَارُ بِالرُّبُوبِيَّةِ بِتَوْحِيدِ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ. So Tawheed is not just a mere acknowledgement of al-Rububiyyah, as you find the ulama of kalam that they mention. As you find the ulama of kalam, those of theological rhetoric, as they mention in their books, فَإِنُّمْ يُقَرِّرُونَ بِأَنَّ التَّوْحِيدُ هُوَ الْإِقْرَارُ. Because They merely mention that Tawheed is the acknowledgement that Allah is the creator and the provider and the sustainer and the one who gives life and the one who causes death. So you find them, they say, for example, وَاحِدٌ فِي ذَاتِ لَا قَسِيمَ لَهُ وَاحِدٌ فِي صِفَاتِ لَا شَبِيهَ لَهُ وَاحِدٌ فِي أَفْعَالِهِ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. You find that the ulama of kalam, they say in their books, for example, that Allah is one in his essence, there's no division to him, and that he's one in his attributes, nothing resembles him, that he's one in his, and he's one in his actions, that he has no partners. He said, Sheikh Fawzan says, وَهَذَا هُوَ تَوْحِيدُ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ. This is only rububiyyah that they mentioned. They didn't mention anything from tawheed al-ibadah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yufradu bi'ibadah. All acts of worship. He said, if we turn back to any book, from the books of the ulama of kalam, those scholars who are upon rhetoric, تَجِدُوهُمْ لَا يَخْرُجُونَ عَنْ تَوْحِيدُ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ. You will find that their books do not leave from mentioning tawheed al-rububiyyah. وَهَذَا لَيْسَ هُوَ التَّوْحِيدَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ بِهِ الرُّسُلُ. And this is not the tawheed in which Allah sent the messengers with. وَالْإِقْرَارُ بِهَذَا وَحْدَهُ لَا يَنْفَعْ صَاحِبَهُ. And to acknowledge this alone, this will not benefit a person. Because why? The mushrikun, the disbelievers, and the sanadid al-kafara, and the heads of disbelief, they affirmed this. And this did not remove them from their kufr. They affirmed this. And this did not remove them from their kufr, and this did not enter them into Islam. فَهَذَا غَلَطٌ عَظِيمٌ. So this is a major error. فَمَنْ اتَّقَدَ هَذَا الْاِعْتِقَادِ مَا زَادَ عَلَى اتِّقَادِ أَبِي جَهْلٍ وَأَبِي لَهَبٍ. So whoever believes this, meaning whoever believes that tawheed al-rububiyyah is the correct tawheed and the tawheed that enters a person into Islam, whoever believes this, They did not increase upon that which Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab believed. They believe the same thing. So if a person believes that, that's the same thing that Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, they believed. The heads of the mushrikeen in the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that which some individuals are upon today, from those who consider themselves to be mutathaqifeen or educated, quote unquote, that tawheed is just to acknowledge tawheed al-rububiyyah. وَلَا يَتَطَرَّقُونَ إِلَى تَوْحِيدِ الْأُلُوهِيَّةِ. And they do not delve and indulge and mention تَوْحِيدِ الْأُلُوهِيَّةِ. هَذَا غَلَطٌ عَظِيمٌ فِي مُصَمَّ التَّوْحِيدِ. Then this is a great error and a great mistake in regards to the definition of tawheed. So going back to what the Shaykh mentioned in the beginning. Why is this book important? Because many people, they don't understand the reality of tawheed. Some people believe that tawheed is just tawheed al-rububiyyah. And some people don't understand the reality of shirk. Some people think that shirk is just shirk and rububiyyah. La. So this is why it's important to study the likes of these books, Shaykh Khwan, so we can have the proper and correct understanding of the tawheed of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the proper understanding of shirk, so it can be stayed away from. So Shaykh Fawzani says, وَأَمَّا الشِّرْكْ فَيَقُولُونَ. And as for shirk, you find that they say, هُوَ أَن تَعْتَقِدْ أَنَّ أَحَدٍ يَخْلُقْ مَعَ اللَّهِ أَوْ يَرْزُقْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. They say it is that you believe that there's a person who creates alongside Allah or with Allah, and there's a person who provides along with Allah. This is only shirk and rububiyyah. And this is not the only shirk. Rather, shirk is also, and shirk can also be made in uluhiyyah. نقول هذا ما قاله أبو جهل وأبو لهب. Sheikh Fawzani says, and this, he said, this was not stated by Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab. This was not stated by Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab. مَا قَالُوا إِنَّ أَحَدٍ يَخْرُفْ مَعَ اللَّهِ. They never said that there's a creator along with Allah. Or there's one who provides along with Allah. بَلْ هُمْ مُقِرُّونَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهُ الْخَالِقُ الرَّازِقُ الْمُحْيِي وَالْمُمِيتُ. But rather, they acknowledged that Allah was the sole creator, the sole provider, the one who gives life, the one who causes death. With this we'll end, inshallah ta'ala. صلى الله وسلم بارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. آخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين إن شاء الله تعالى next Saturday and Sunday we'll finish بإذن الله تعالى the next three principles بإذن الله تعالى.